November 11, Genuine Peace. John chapter 14, verses 25 to 27. All this I have spoken while still with you, but the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled, and do not be afraid. Referring back to all that Jesus has taught his disciples from chapter 13, verse 31 to chapter 14, verse 31, Jesus said, "All this I have spoken while still with you." And then looking forward to the time after his departure, "But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you." This is the second of four references to the Counselor, but the only one that identifies him as the Holy Spirit. Here, Jesus says the Father will send the Counselor, but previously that he would send him. Why the difference? Jesus stressed repeatedly that in his incarnate state he did only what the Father commanded him to do, so the Father carried out his work through the Son. This same unity of action and purpose between the Father and the Son would soon occur in the sending of the Holy Spirit after the return of the Son to the Father. Jesus said he would send the Holy Spirit in my name. In this context, "in my name" means representing me. The Counselor's role would be to represent Jesus to his disciples so they would not feel left alone. Jesus had said he himself would come to them in the person of the Holy Spirit. The specific role of the Spirit mentioned here is teaching. "The Holy Spirit will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you." This promise would become especially critical for successive generations of Christians. It assures us that the first witnesses whose testimony is preserved in the New Testament would be instructed by the Holy Spirit about truths Jesus taught them, even when at the time they might not have understood them. "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you." The Holy Spirit imparts Jesus' own peace, as in Romans 14, verse 17, and also Galatians 5, 22. Peace, equating to the Hebrew shalom, is a summing up of all the blessings of the Messianic age. This inner tranquility of spirit can be experienced and maintained in the midst of outward turbulence and disruption. It comes from a living, personal relationship with Jesus and deepens with growing surrender to his gracious rule. "I do not give to you as the world gives." In New Testament times, Pax Romana, the Roman peace, was won and maintained by force. This was the only peace the world could validly offer. The peace Jesus offers doesn't promise that life will be easy or free from trials or even persecution, but it does offer peace of mind and heart regardless of outward circumstances. So Jesus could validly say, "Do not let your heart be troubled, and do not be afraid." The very next day, Jesus would be crucified. In the midst of physical, emotional, and ultimately spiritual agony, he would prove his own words. "No matter what you're going through right now, Jesus offers you his peace." This is Jesus' own peace imparted by the Holy Spirit into your heart. Receive it by faith and rest in it.